leave. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Uvalde Schools police chief has been removed from his job temporarily over allegations he made mistakes in his response to the shooting at Robb Elementary that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The school superintendent says Pete Arredondo was on administrative leave because the facts of what happened remain unclear. There are more hearings on the police response today. One of the revelations during the investigation that a school door was unlocked and propped open, allowing the gunman to enter.
The Texas Education Agency, meanwhile, says it plans to check every lock on every exterior door at every school in the state of Texas this summer, around 340,000 doors total, to make sure no gunman can simply walk in again like in Uvalde.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. The Senate is moving forward on gun legislation, setting up a procedural vote for tomorrow morning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said he wants the Senate to vote on the measure before the July 4th recess. Nicholas Roski, the man prosecutors have charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, has pled not guilty.
He was arrested near the home of Justice Kavanaugh 2 weeks ago. According to court records, Roski flew cross-country from Simi Valley, California. Short time later, he exited the taxi near his home, but quickly turned around after seeing two U.S. deputy marshals standing guard. He contacted his sister, then he called 911 and was promptly arrested.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. Roski reportedly told law enforcement he was upset about the leaked draft decision that appears to show the high court could overturn Roe versus Wade. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot says it plans to continue public hearings into July. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says they're receiving a lot of information, including new documentary film footage of former President Trump's final months in office. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A man who almost defeated Ron DeSantis to become governor of Florida is now facing a federal indictment.
A federal grand jury in Tallahassee is indicting the city's former mayor and the 2018 Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Andrew Gillum, of 21 counts of wire fraud and making false statements. Prosecutors allege Gillum and a co-conspirator solicited money as donations, but directed the funds to a company which in turn issued paychecks to Gillum for personal use. Gillum narrowly lost his election in 2018 to Republican Ron DeSantis after a recount. He previously was investigated for taking bribes while serving as mayor. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Microsoft says what it calls strategic espionage by state-backed Russian hackers has targeted government agencies, think tanks, businesses, and aid groups in 42 countries supporting Ukraine. The company says in a report that hacking has been successful 29% of the time, and the data was stolen at least a quarter of the successful network intrusions. There's a new list out of the healthiest communities in the country.
For the third year running, Los Alamos County, New Mexico, takes the top spot on a list of healthiest U.S. communities, according to rankings by CVS and U.S. News and World Report. The county, home to the creation place of the atomic bomb, is in the mountains, some 35 miles from Santa Fe, home to more than 19,000. It scored highest in several of the 10 categories considered in the report to drive community health, including housing, infrastructure, and population health. Runners up on the list: Falls Church, Virginia, Douglas County, Colorado, Morgan County, Utah, and Carver County, Minnesota. Four of the top 20 are located in Northern Virginia. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The owner of seven Louisiana nursing homes whose residents suffered in squalid conditions after being evacuated to a warehouse during Hurricane Ida has been arrested. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.